It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. My guest expert, Dr. Jose Terradas, an ER doctor, is here to talk about a new rage with teenagers that seems hard to keep up with the next big abuse problem. But there's something out now called Molly that perhaps you've heard your teens talking about. So, Dr. Terradas, what exactly is Molly?
Well, Lee, Molly is just a street name for a drug that has actually been around for a decent amount of time. It's MDMA is the acronym for it. Ecstasy was the other term or street term that became popular more towards the 90s in certain subcultures. And what the drug is a very potent stimulant that is being very frequently abused nowadays, and it's happening really in our youth.
Yeah, and what's interesting about it, and I had read a little research. So it's supposed to be the isn't it the crystalline powder form, as opposed to ecstasy was sometimes pressed in a pill, and people were complaining it was laced with something. So there's this misperception now that, oh, Molly is pure and it's safer. As course these kids, they're always like, oh, it, you know, if it's safer, it must be okay. But that's a total misconception.
That is true. That is correct, what you said before about it coming now more in a crystalline, a powder kind of a version, and the perception that MDMA is the pure component of what was previously ecstasy. However, given the imperfection of the chemical process, folks who are making these drugs are able to put a number of different fillers into MDMA and still market it to users as this is just Molly, and this is not anything mixed, that this is the pure substance. However, there is no way to confirm that.
Yeah, and it seems crazy to me. I mean, I would think that if you're taking something that's a powder, it's going to be much easier to lace it with something than something that's, you know, already a pill. So what exactly, and there's this misconception too, I think, that they think it's safer, they think that there are, you know, less side effects and less problems, less ER visits, when in fact a new study just came out a couple days ago that ecstasy use was on the rise again, and they did see an increase or an uptick in ER visits. Have you noticed that too?
I think the uptick in visits comes from the general popularity of the drug. Back in the 90s, I think you could find ecstasy was a bit more contained to the, there's a certain music genre there where
the rave
culture,
that they talked about.
Exactly. Electronic music was perhaps the only area where you'd see it, but now it's gone into the hip hop culture. Miley Cyrus made multiple references to it on Saturday Night Live when she was on it. And these are people who have a widespread audience of young, you know, impressionable kids. And so I think that really plays into why it is, why we're seeing an uptick in visits. If you have it being almost advertised in such a way that it's safe, it's pure, and you have famous people talking about it openly, then I think to those who say, hey, why not try it? And the problems can be devastating.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about what exactly it does to the body, and then what kind of dangerous side effects you can see with it.
So MDMA stands for methylene dioxy methamphetamine. So the MA is a methamphetamine, which is a potent stimulant. Crystal meth is a methamphetamine as well, and I think most of your listeners are going to be very familiar with the effects of crystal meth. In terms of
Breaking Bad.
In terms of its effects, I mean, it causes even on low doses, it can cause a very rapid heartbeat. It can cause a rush of certain neurotransmitters in the body, which like dopamine or norepinephrine or serotonin. I think serotonin is the biggest one in this, which are crucial to brain function, heart function, and just almost at the cellular level, it's important.
Right.
So this medication, especially taken in high doses or mixed with other drugs, say cocaine or even alcohol or heroin or even other stimulants like Adderall, when you start combining everything, I mean, it's important to know how serious this drug can be.
Yeah, I think a third of the emergency room visits did include alcohol, too. And so what exactly, I mean, it can lead to heart failure, kidney failure, right? I mean, hyperthermic problems, isn't that?
There are multiple side effects that you can get, but I think the two biggest ones that you'll hear most often are hyponatremia, which is low body salt. This comes from a combination of users of Molly will tend to think that they need to drink a lot of water to stay hydrated. However, free water without any electrolytes, a lot of sweating from the physical exertion of, you know, taking
dancing.
A medication that exactly. And then even the drug itself can cause a release of a hormone in our own body that makes us hold on to water, which can cause our whole sodium, our salt levels to drop in the body and can cause seizures, coma, and ultimately death.
Right.
And then the other outside of the salt is something called serotonin syndrome, which is the body no longer can regulate its temperature. So you'll see patients come in with temperatures of 105, 106, seizing, rigid muscles. And especially, I think it's important to note that serotonin is also the key neurotransmitter that is affected by patients taking antidepressant medicines, which are, I think, the first or second most commonly prescribed class of medication in the United States.
Yeah, the serotonin inhibitor. So when they're off the drugs, what happens? They then get depressed, right? Because it's altered that chemical.
Mm-hmm. By the medication, some call it a serotonin dump into the system. So your body depletes a multiple days worth of serotonin, and so the following days patients can have not sleeping too much or not sleeping enough, having a very depressed thoughts, and just a general crash for several days afterwards.
So that's an important thing to realize in your kids, if you notice that after a party that they can't get up. It might be a little hard to discern from the common teenager, but you have to look for those things. And
especially
then
if they're talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, talking about a party. And the other thing is talk with your kids. It is not a safe drug. It's not a safe alternative. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD.